If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hi, Medium. How are you?
Hello there. I'm fabulous, darling. How are you?
I noticed the character there. A spotlight on COVID-19, right? And just call it a series in that sense, because overall, we're trying to at least come up with 7 to 8 topics, and each of those topics would be an episode in the series, right?
I think it's perfect. And I think that a lot of people right now are like very confused and looking for some type of guidance or some kind of resources. Hot 105.
Yeah.
Hot 105 has been doing a lot of things for the community.
The fact that we are using our platforms to actually use it for this purpose, as in sharing resources and kind of just going around the whole aspect of COVID, of our pandemic right now. We're just here trying to give information.
I really think that is a great time to like bring the community together, bring people, like give them hope, inspiration. What are you really doing that is keeping these people's spirits up? You know, so I want to be that voice. No, I want to unite everybody. Even though this may seem dark right now, you can come out of this darkness. Like, this too shall pass. We'll all get through it, you know, if we all come together as a community.
How do you feel about the homeschooling, like, tips?
I think that is a really good thing. I mean, I as a parent, I get overwhelmed sometimes. You know? I know that it's a really relatable thing because everybody's really in this, and they're all like overwhelmed. I see the moms posting. It's also an opportunity to really spend time with our children. It's really an opportunity to, like, we may not even get this time. You know, when I worked in the hospital, I used to pray that I had this time. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, what I wouldn't give to be with my son, you know, like I felt like he was growing up and I was never going to be able to share that, you know, he was gonna, and I would come home and I would only see him at night after a 12-hour shift at the hospital. I would come home just to sleep and see him sleeping. So during those times, I just remember, I just wish that I could have that. And now I have that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, you pray for something. It may not be how you want it, but it eventually it'll come to you. And we sometimes don't value the moment, you know. We get overwhelmed by it. We're like, oh my God, this is a lot of work. But at the end of the day, look, we're spending time that we'll never get back with our children.
Full unemployment resources.
I see that there's also a lot of online job opportunities.
And the mental health resources. I kind of wanted to start off the whole series with that topic, mental health, and how the whole social distancing has impacted that.
That there's a lot of people right now experiencing, they were experiencing like abuse in their home.
Yeah.
Like domestic violence is up. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about that. They're the ones that are experiencing it the most. People that had already a pre-existing depression, their conditions can escalate during this time because of the uncertainty, because of the anxiety, because of the unknown. I've experienced it myself. This is why I'm so into this topic, because I actually went to like postpartum depression.
Yeah,
it's too much. Yeah.
So so I saw that you shared that Feeding America with me, that's going to be at the Tropical Park tomorrow.
Yes.
April 28th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Do you know of anything else going on this month for community giving events and drive-through events?
But there's a lot of churches too doing them.
And what about the subject of like orders versus laws and amendments, like, you know, the stay-at-home order, and how you sent me those videos of, you know, parents like going against the police, you know, telling them to leave the park because they were all, you know, less than 6 feet away from each other, and all their kids were on the playground, and people were, you know, arguing with the police officers their rights and amendments. But in reality, you know, orders kind of overthrow all of that at a temporary measure. IRS and stimulus and the money that people are expecting and how much money they should be expecting and when they should be expecting it. There's a lot of this in the air. And I personally already know a few family members that have received their stimulus. I mean, I am yet to receive one. And how am I to know if I'm going to get one or not, you know?
Sometimes I think that I've been watching the news too much. And then you start getting like the symptoms. It's a psychological thing.
You know, I did want to talk about that in the whole mental health segment about how the news really affects our mind.
Systematic. You start getting the symptoms, you start thinking, then your heart starts racing. Like for me and a lot of people that go into the medical field experience that. Like you become a hypochondriac. Like I was becoming a hypochondriac due to what I was watching. So I did a little experiment. One day I put the news all day. One day I put music. And I saw what a difference my whole mindset, my whole body felt. Different. I watch enough so that I'm informed, but like it can get you sick. You can mentally get yourself sick.
I don't even have like cable in the crib. Like, I mean, I have internet, but that's about it. So I don't have antenna or anything like that that allows me to watch like, you know, Channel 4 every day. So I just stay up to date with Twitter. Like, really, Twitter has everything you need to know as far as facts and opinions and everything.
Because we're all so paranoid, you know, that we've never experienced something like this, and everybody's scared and normal to be scared, but you have to be able to, you know, find ways to cope and just, you know, find like a happy medium. And maybe some beauty tips too. That was the other thing I wanted to share, because everybody's feeling down because they're feeling like, you know, down on themselves. I was feeling down until I did my roots.
Yeah.
And in order to get that product, I had to go through a whole ordeal, you know, and a lot of people don't have those resources either. You know, not everybody can, you know, a lot of people that are blonde, they're not blonde anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Petties. And that's kind of one thing that I did want to say is like, look, guys, let's just be a little bit patient. And I know, and I was like, me estaba ahogando, you know, and just, that had never happened to me.
I think maybe by Wednesday it'll be ready for sure. Okay, I'll try to launch this on Thursday.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. I'm not even gonna sleep because now, like, we will do a fabulous job.
Okay, hon, take care. You have a good night.
You have a good night.